Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bridge the gap, you guys. Steiny won last 2-3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Steiny from Steiny and Guru at 95.7 The Game. Our little brother station down the hall. So he'll be coming back to defend his title. We don't have a threefer yet, but he was good.
I put some questions on our list.
All right. Our battle of the generations is back for 2026, people. Tune in Wednesday, 8 a.m. for Bridge the Gap. Do you know who you're going to have in for your competitor?
I think Maddie already talked to Lindsay.
Oh, no. Oh, for your side, though.
Yeah.
For millennial?
Yeah.
Which Lindsay? Oh, Lindsay. Okay. In sales.
In sales.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know exactly
different,
what her title is.
There's two different Lindsays in sales.
So yes.
Yes.
I was confused.
The young one.
I was like, I'm having Lindsay. Although Lindsay was saying, older Lindsay said she didn't want to do it.
She won't do it.
Why? She won't do it?
No, she's, you know,
she's
some
really
people,
not eligible.
And some people really get, they don't want to be on the radio. Like, believe it or not.
You work at a radio station. It's super fun. It's easy. What are you nervous about?
Yeah.
There's a newer girl who's truly Gen Z who I have asked multiple times to come on, and she doesn't want to be on the radio.
No.
I'm like, what I do think you think's going to happen?
Well, I'm sure they've heard her.
So.
I'm sure they've heard us embarrass themselves and thought to the, you know, oh my God, the horror.
Those people should be very embarrassed to be on the radio.
Yeah, that
well,
is.
Well, we are a lot of times, okay?
It happens, but you know, then there's other
Who
times.
Who among us hasn't been driving home going, God, why did I say that? I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, that's.
That's just part of the job.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
Comes with the territory.
Yeah. Well, either way, we got Steiny, so it looks like younger Lindsay is coming in this
yes,
week.
Yes, she's younger than I am, and she'll be our youngest contestant for Zillennials yet.
Ah.
So I'm going to get to pick some good questions that there's no way Steiny's gonna know.
All right.
And she's very chatty, so she should be good.
Lindsay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is she one of those? You get stuck in the hall with her and she's all, talking your ear off?
Oh,
you know, I wouldn't say that.
We all know the ones. The ones who come over to your desk and just hang out.
She's delightful.
Of course she is. Well, we'll all judge for ourselves on Wednesday morning when we crush her. Bridge the Gap on, it's 8 o'clock on Wednesdays, right? Is it at 8? Okay. I can't remember. I mean, it's been so long since I've been here. Losing track of time. Let's see. I'm going to start with Jello Roll. Congratulations to Jelly, who is on the cover of Men's Health. He had said a few years ago when he weighed 540 pounds, I want to be on the cover of Men's Health by March of 2026. He weighs, do you want to take a guess how much he weighs now?
Well,
so he started at 540 pounds.
Yeah, based on the picture, he looks like he's half of himself, if not less. But I'm going to say he's 270.
Anybody else?
260.
259.
He is 275 pounds. Vinny wins that one. Hold on. Let me get my little pad. Let me get my little tally page.
The thing is, I have seen stuff throughout the news over the last, I don't know how many months, that he's got trainers, he's got people helping him eat correctly, and he made his goal, and I'm happy for him. I hope he can continue, though, without the, you know, what, now that the team has helped him achieve his goal and they go off into their next jobs, hopefully he can maintain that.
The blurb that they've got here, so this is a Men's Health Mag and Jelly Roll 615, or you know, whatever his name is. One of the quotes here, he says, when this journey started, I couldn't get a full mile in 30 minutes. This was in July when I guess Men's Health had visited him.
Okay.
Now I could put on a pair of tennis shoes, walk out that door, do a mile loop around Hollywood Boulevard, be back in 12 minutes and 25 seconds. Okay. And they have a whole, so he's, you know, how some people, you just can feel their enthusiasm. Like, I've never seen any clip from him or anything that he's been doing where he hasn't been fully in it, whether it's like, I'm concerned about this, or I can't believe how amazing this is. Like, he's, whatever he's focused on, he's into it. But as you said, once your focus isn't completely on that anymore, it's easy to drift out of that. But he says it's changed everything, his whole life.
Like, I hope that's better. The case. You know, a lot of people, and I'll speak for myself. I feel slothy if I haven't done anything in a day.
Right.
Like a day has gone by and I haven't walked, I haven't ridden a bike or run or surfed, or I feel slothy and I don't feel good, and I want to find something to do.
Got to get your heart beating out
of
your chest.
It's what I'm into. It's always been that way for me since I'm a little boy. So it's just how I am. It's clearly not the case for him. Can he develop new habits? Of course. Mm-hmm. And I hope he, and I'm rooting for him.
Jelly Roll has lost. I'm sorry. Did you say 260? You guys each get a point. He's lost 275 pounds. He's lost a slight bit more than half of himself. He's down to 265 pounds.
Oh!
So you each get a point for that.
So we'll see. I hope that that's the case, though. I know that when you have been that big, you usually have to get surgery to remove skin.
Yes. And he actually does, even on this picture, which, look, they can retouch the hell out of any picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's looking like he needs some skin removed around his belly.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure. How could he not?
So that's one of those things where, you know, you don't even want to do that surgery unless you're committed to keeping
the weight off, because now you've gotten rid of all that skin.
Mm-hmm. But good luck. He's a very likable dude. So I'm rooting for him.
Jelly says nutrition and exercise helped, and the real change came when he treated food like an addiction. And that is, I think people are addicted to certain foods and your body starts to crave things when you give it to them enough, or if you stop giving them, your body's aching for that. And it's the one, we've talked about this before, you have to eat. And so it's, you know, to be able to regulate yourself when you have an addiction, cold turkey is the way.
The bigger problem,
can't do that.
And I'm rooting for him, like I said, but the bigger, we all do this. When you travel, you'll eat what you need to in a moment. I got something to do. I got an appearance. I got a thing. I got to eat. I got to just get this over with. Well, if you're a touring musician, you are traveling most of the year, at least half of the year. Right. You're out and you might find
hard to reach for that little bag of baby carrots instead of the bag of chips.
Well, so he's going to have to continue to have help.
He says that once he addressed why he was eating, everything shifted. In 2024, Jelly Roll told his wife, Bunny, that he wanted to be on the cover of Men's Health by March of 2026, and he beat his own goal by 2 months. Although there was, once he said it and got on the journey, there was no chance he wasn't going to get on there at some point. He's gone from prison inmate to global superstar, and he says that losing all this weight might be his biggest transformation yet. So congrats to him. Also, he was pardoned he received a pardon from the state of Tennessee Governor Bill Lee pardoned Jelly Roll for two felony convictions. One was for a 2003 robbery and the other was a 2008 drug possession, both in Davidson County. Governor Lee said, his story is remarkable and it's a redemptive, powerful story, which is what you look for and what you hope for. Which is what I assume a governor in Tennessee would sound like.
I agree, though, that he's easy to root for and it's nice to see him doing well. So I hope that is a goal that he can continue.
The pardon does not completely erase Jelly's criminal record, but it does forgive the two felony convictions, which means that it'll be a lot easier for him to travel internationally and fully restores other civil rights like voting and jury. Oh, yay, jury duty gets to do that. Jelly has said he wanted the pardon so he could be an inspiration for people who are now where I used to be. Change is truly possible. And so he's taking advantage of his second chance. And doing it healthfully, too. I don't know a lot of influencers. I mean, personally, or just, you know, by looking at things that would influence me. But this Alex Earle person, I have heard her name. And she wound up on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Did she win it?
No, Robert Irwin won.
Oh, that's right.
But she made it to the finale.
Oh, she did. Well, she is beautiful.
Alex Earle is.
Alex Earle.
Too beautiful.
Why do you think she's too beautiful?
I mean, it's just like.
Yeah, she's.
She looks insane, you know, like insanely good.
Truthfully, I'm looking at some of her hot shots here, they call them, on the internet.
I don't know this Alex Earle. I really don't. I've heard the name.
She is. If I saw this picture and did not know that this was, in fact, an actual person, I'd go, that's AI. Because there's so many perfect bodies on as you scroll through, especially as you scroll through my husband's feeds. For some reason, these AI chicks are popping up. But she's, she's had enhancements. I think it's clear.
Are those lips real?
I don't think much of it's real.
Yeah.
Like, she was absolutely stunning to begin with, and now she's enhanced everything to be.
Yeah.
Because she's really pretty, but she's very bubble-lipped.
Well, yeah, and if you look at this picture that I have with her, with an older picture, her lips are not the same.
Like that's an older picture?
Yeah, and then you go to this.
Yeah, and now then they're all pooched up. She's lovely. She's a beautiful girl.
Okay.
I'm feeling very influenced.
And what is Alex Earle's claim to fame is what?
She went to school in Miami, like college, and she got famous doing Get Ready With Me videos before she would go out with her friends.
Those are
doing
big.
Her makeup and just talking to camera.
And just basically being hot.
And then she's since started a podcast, or what's her deal?
Of course. I don't know if she's doing the podcast right now, but it was a whole thing where she started a podcast with Alex Cooper, who looks remarkably similar to her and has like a similar backstory.
Is Alex Cooper the one who does the Call Me Daddy thing?
Yes, Call Her Daddy.
So she got kicked off?
Nobody knows. We don't know the details.
She got
for
kicked
sure.
off and she had a shut up. She signed a shut up agreement.
They had a falling out of some sort.
Because if she hasn't said anything about it, I mean, she
right.
can't.
Right.
All she does is influence people. I mean, right. She wants to, you know.
I think she will share eventually, but not yet.
She's very good looking, though. You're right. So go on. What's her story?
Well, look, if she plays her cards right here, she's not going to need a podcast or anything else. She'll be married into Tom Brady money. I mean.
Oh, Tommy's with her?
Well, supposedly. She just broke up with a boyfriend she'd had for 2 years.
Long time. They were very serious.
So I guess he's Braxton. more of a rebound guy. Yeah, he was another QB. I think he was in Houston most recently.
Yeah, nobody knows Braxton. As a quarterback.
Right.
Barrio? What's his name?
I don't know.
There it is. Braxton Berrios. Braxton Berrios. He is, let's see. Texan wide receiver. They dated for 2 years. And they did not break up that long ago. Like maybe last month she was crying about it. This has just been really hard. It's not drama. It's not because they did anything wrong or I did anything wrong. I just didn't really feel like it was working out in the moment. So I'm going to go to St. Bart's with Tom Brady. And it's going to be so fun. I'm going to forget all about it.
That's neat.
Yeah.
It's something.
So they really are together, or?
Maybe.
There were videos of them getting pretty cozy, but I didn't see any making out.
Oh.
Did you?
I see some, no. Yeah, I guess they're not lip locking. She's got her hands all over him.
Yeah, that went down.
Oh, for sure, right? I mean,
come on.
Let's stop with him.
Nothing.
Giselle Bündchen, in case you missed this.
Giselle Bündchen stopping them?
No.
Oh.
She quietly married.
Oh, yeah. Right.
She married her boyfriend, Joaquin Valente.
They it's such a strange
first
thing.
Child together earlier in the year.
I know. Well, and they have a kid together, but I know that she's. Was there a marriage before Tommy?
I don't know.
I'm just surprised that people continue to marry after divorces. Like, it seems to me that you don't have to.
Right.
Why would you? Especially if you're well off enough that it's not even a thought process of where will the money come from?
Yeah. I don't know. People just don't think about things that much. They just kind of go for it. I feel
well,
like.
Well, you asked. So I said, yeah.
2026.
Here we are.
Just go for it.
Giselle was not married before Tom Brady, but she was with DiCaprio from 2000 to 2005.
Oh, yeah. Right until she turned 20. No, 25 or 27?
2005.
I think it's 25 is the joke.
Oh, I thought it was 27.
I think
it might be 25. That sounds right.
I think his last girlfriend made it to like 26. So
is he still with her? Because they were saying she'd been around for a while.
No.
He missed some award show because his flight was grounded or something, right? Is that
his PJ?
Yeah. I guess they don't give them priority. That's too bad.
He's still with Vittoria Cerretti.
And how old is she now?
Let's see. She's 27.
Oh, tick, tick.
Good for you, Leo. Growth.
Yep. Sure.
Anyway, well, so Alex Earl and Tom Brady are an item.
Maybe.
And
rumor has it. We're still dancing, is what she captioned her photos. God, she's so smart.
Is that right? Yeah. With him?
No, she just said no. This is just her photos. And everybody knows she was.
Oh, I see.
With him there, supposedly.
God, what a burn on Braxton. Like, there's yeah, that's Braxton gotta be. At home going, Tom Brady.
I don't know. Tom's old and, like, kind of a loser.
Oh. What?
What?
A loser?
Yeah.
That dude is a winner across the board.
He was he couldn't grasp that he was at the end of career and just retire honorably and
as a Patriot.
Leave his legacy untouched. He had to tear it all to shreds.
He went to Florida and got another one without the guy
and
that
lost
they
his
say
wife.
Was his whole thing.
Yep. And lost his wife.
His
now
wife
he's running
left.
Around with 25-year-olds.
But you know,
St. Beth. What good can come of that?
I will say that I don't disagree with you that he probably should have just been. Isn't it good enough, Tommy? Like, for God's sakes, man. But that said, their marriage couldn't have been built for the long term if as soon as he said, I'm going back to football for another year, she went, I'm out of here.
Well, to me, it says that she has been asking for something and she has been sacrificing.
And he's been promising to give it to her.
And he refused to sacrifice. Yeah.
He said, football's more important to me than you are. Bye.
He didn't say that.
Yeah. And
he did not.
What's another couple years?
I mean, he sat at home for 2 months with his family and was like, actually, I hate you guys.
Yeah.
I got to get back out there.
He moved her to New England too, by the way, which she's like not built for that kind of weather.
Well,
she's just
Brazilian,
too thin.
Right.
Her blood's not thick enough, right? She is. And man,
her swimsuits don't even have a backside.
Right. How was she supposed to, you know, put up with the weather in Massachusetts? And he would leave her there, you know?
He would leave her there.
Yeah, there she was.
In the mansion that they owned?
It's just a big gilded cage. Stop it. Poor thing. That poor girl. Left to rot in New England in the freezing cold.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, Alex Earl seems to be picking that mantle up. Maybe these two have what it takes.
Probably. He's 48 and she's 25, by the way.
Perfect age gap, said every guy ever. Every 48-year-old dude was like, oh, yeah, no, that sounds about right. Or if you're Bill Belichick, you're like, nah, she needs to be younger.
Well,
the age gap needs to be bigger.
I knew someone who had a family, then divorced, and then had a whole nother family. And it seems very strange to go through that whole process a second time as if it didn't happen the first time.
Heart wants what it wants.
So I don't know if that's what he's up to, but I would be surprised.
Well, he's got the money to do it.
I know, but do you really?
Sure. Let's make more of me.
Do the
Come
whole
on, let's
thing
do
again?
It. Let me give you my DNA. Oh,
you're
my kids.
Back
Look
to
at my
chupies and diapers?
Mm. Oh, no. Please. He's not living in the real world, Vinny. He's like, oh, I got to fly out. I got a game I'm going to call. I got to go be interesting on TV. And then I'm probably just going to stay for a couple days. I know so I have some friends there.
All right. You're right.
See when I get back. Yeah, that guy, please. He's not living in the real world. The world the rest of us live in. He's just like, oh, poor things. Oh. And we're all like, we know.
He's a loser, huh?
He's a loser, baby.
Book.
He's not
Based
a loser,
on my
but he
values.
Is a traitor.
Wow.
Well, listen, if there's a crime that's taken place, call Bridget Moynihan. That's who you need to talk to. That's the lady that she was pregnant with his kid when he went, I met somebody
Giselle.
Named Giselle.
Giselle said,
you know that story?
Over?
No, actually. Yeah.
His oldest kid is
this
not
actress,
Giselle.
This actress, Bridget
Giselle.
Moynihan, was pregnant when Tom met and left for Giselle.
Hmm.
And there she hadn't even had the kid, and he was already shacking up with. So.
And there was some weirdness, too. Like when he and Giselle first got together, he had a brand new baby. And there was some shared custody right from the get-go. And then there's pictures of Giselle holding the infant. And Bridget was like,
Yeah, that's ugly. I'll give you that. That's
what about
Deflategate? Brutal.
What about it? Please.
He's a cheater, too.
Please, people of New England, don't believe that ever happened.
That didn't happen.
Never happened.
Did you get those shoes for Christmas?
I did.
What color is that?
I don't know. Like pinky copper?
Pinky copper.
Do you think? They're kind of shiny. They're just sneakers.
Well, it looks like you'd be really fast in those.
Well, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I keep my ninja skills secret. So, yeah, they're comfortable, though.
Seen you in a running type shoe.
Really? I feel like I have a lot of sneakers.
No, sneakers, but that looks more like a running shoe.
It's just those slip-on shoes, those Kizik's that I buy.
Those are more fake. Those are slip-ons?
They are. Yeah. Look at
the tie is phony?
No, it's not phony. It's actually there. You put your foot down like that and you slide your foot in. Ah!
Magic.
I don't know why anybody would ever buy shoes that they had to bend over and lace anymore. I'm like, I send John links to like 3 or 4 pairs, whatever it was a few months ago. And I'm like, get me one of these. You know, cause, and then
for
I
Christmas,
said, yeah,
mean.
I sent him links to like a couple of sweaters and stuff. I'm like, give me one of these. And then I'm surprised, you know. You give him a couple of choices.
No.
He bought all the sweaters. I was like, he goes, I just liked them all. I'm like, oh, great. Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you.
Good job, John.
Good job, John. What was your big present this year?
I didn't have a big present this year. I got a couple things. I got a nice jacket.
Yeah.
But I there's very little that I need.
Yeah,
I'm very fortunate like that. In that it was all about the kids. I got the missus some stuff, and then she went, "You spent what on this?" And I was like, "Yeah, I got you some nice stuff." Mm. And she returned it all.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, it is. It's you know, it's not his money and her money anymore. It's their money. That's what happens when you get married. I can't understand everyone should do that.
I did say to her, if you don't love them, then go exchange them for something else. Right. So
did she exchange them or just get the money back?
Right now, it's a return. Mm. We'll see if she shops again or if she's done. I don't know.
I don't know how, but we're really late. I thought we actually had plenty of time.
So just go home?
Yeah, we should probably just go. I mean, I feel like after
Happy
2 weeks off, so tired. What's coming up?
10 things that happened 10 years ago this week All after right. these.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Who cares, baby? Let's do it already. Yay. Throw caution to the wind and run down the aisle. Alice, 97.3.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. When has anything ever gone wrong with a marriage?
Right.
Please.
So fun.
Oh, nothing like, but a party every day.
Collect a bunch of them.
Yeah. You should get as many as you can under your belt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just our advice. We have a whole bad advice segment. Watch us live here on Alice. Stream video of the morning show on our YouTube channel. Is that on right now? Oh, hold on. Oh, something else is happening in there. I'm not sure. Just go to YouTube.com and search Alice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
New sponsor alert, everyone. This Alice Report is brought to you by HRC Fertility.
Nice.
When you're thinking about growing your family, from egg freezing to IVF, their experts have you covered. Visit havingbabies.com to learn more. That's havingbabies.com to learn more about HRC Fertility. Welcome aboard, HRC.
How you doing?
Appreciate you. And hopefully you people who needed to hear that ad mm-hmm. are hearing it right now going, that's what I'm going to do this
now
year.
Now you know where
I'm
to go.
Freeze some eggs.
Yep. Havingbabies.com.
Okay. This story just, I saw this story and then I went, oh yeah. Someone on the show had said they were going to do a polar plunge.
Oh yeah.
On the first day of the year. And I checked the socials and I never saw anything about it.
Really?
Did you?
I didn't check the socials.
Okay.
I mean, why would I be checking socials?
I didn't see any posts about you plunging.
I know. I didn't.
Post?
I'm so bummed. No, I didn't plunge.
What?
Oh.
My friends who were organizing it were like, well, the weather is like.
Yes. It's crappy out.
I know. I know. I'm going. I want to do it, but I didn't do it on New Year's Day. I know. I'm sorry.
The story is about nearly 5,000.
I forgot 5, all about that.
I'd forgotten too because, you know, I was checking in with her and I started to talk about it earlier. I did get to see your dad,
uh-huh.
which was cool. Did you see the picture of her dad?
I don't look at social media.
Oh, boy.
You know I made that. Him a sweatshirt as well.
Oh.
And I have it had it say Bob's dad.
Oh.
Because he's really into the show. He's been watching the YouTube.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
I can't get the YouTube thing to come up.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Okay, great. I won't. Sounds like something's going on. All right.
Well, hello, Bob's dad.
Hey, Bob's dad. We didn't know about you. We only heard about Bob's mom.
Right.
Yep.
It seems like you've been a little bit left out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
No, not left out.
I mean, it seems like it.
First I saw of him was, you know, over vacation. When he got a sweat, those sweatshirts are nice. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, I wore mine a lot.
Me too. I loved it. I still love it. I mean, I have not fallen out of love with it.
What?
It's just so nice to get like new, warmy clothes.
Yeah. Ooh. No, it is. You're right. All right. Well, anyway, so people polar plunged, and that reminded me that Bob polar plunged, but it turns out she let us all down.
Thanks a lot.
I was so dreading you asking me about it.
Well, because I was excited. I thought, oh,
me
this
too.
Will be fun.
Me too.
But you're not excited. I mean, you could go polar plunge on your way home today if you wanted.
I could.
We're surrounded by water.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to do it together?
I can't do it today, but I would go. I'll go jump in. I'm
Let's
not scared
do it.
Of it. I go in the ocean all the time.
He does. It's not even like a thing for him.
Yeah, that's true. But no wetsuit?
Trust me, it's still not a thing.
I love that.
I mean, I wouldn't go surfing with no wetsuit because I'm trying to have fun and stay out there for a while. But as far as like just jumping in and jumping out, that's not a thing.
He even turns the water to ice cold before he gets out of the shower.
You got
to
close your pores.
Just to ruin his shower.
No, you get all
you
clean.
You don't have to.
You do.
It's fine. You can just go hot the whole time.
No.
You'll be fine. God, why torture yourself?
You and your cuckoo stuff.
Me and my cuckoo stuff. All right.
Yes.
I'll try to spend more time thinking about that.
Okay. 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. David Bowie passed away at 69.
10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't know if he was still smoking at the end, but he definitely is someone who smoked through his life. And there's no doubt that's not healthy behavior.
It doesn't contribute to a longer life.
No. And I am a really big David Bowie fan. Mm-hmm. So we're getting to the point now with the girls where I've started putting on different stuff in the car.
Yeah.
And I don't care if they're like, can you play? Nope. You're going to listen to Judas Priest, or you're going to listen to Bowie. Or
no,
you're gonna,
more Trolls soundtrack.
You're going to listen to some stuff that I want to hear that I want you to hear, and you can decide you don't like it. But that's what I'm playing. It's my car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play you stuff.
Someday you'll have a license. You get to play what you want.
So Bowie is certainly someone I would want anyone to have in their musical library, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Sean Penn, this is 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. Sean Penn did an interview with El Chapo.
Oh, yeah.
Which was bizarre. Sean Penn is
a bizarre dude.
He is.
He got his own thing going on.
I think he is such a good actor.
Mm.
But also, as humans go, he's really unique.
Yep. Out there.
Yeah.
Got his own feelings and thoughts on things.
Ricky Gervais roasted Mel Gibson at the Golden Globes 10 years ago, right to his face, was poking fun at Mel Gibson's scandals.
Oh.
Let's see. Ricky Gervais hosted the Golden Globes again in 2016 and didn't hold back. He roasted Mel Gibson to his face, poking fun at Gibson's past scandals. Meanwhile, The Revenant won Best Drama and The Martian won Best Comedy.
The Martian?
They say
Matt Damon's Martian,
the Martian confusingly won Best Comedy at the Golden Globes.
Those were the two best films. The Revenant was a great movie.
Great.
Would you ever watch it again, though?
Nope.
No, because I didn't enjoy the when the bear was raping him. That was no good. I didn't like that. And then when he had to cauterize his neck, you know, because he was.
And you'll still take the bear.
Always taking the bear, though.
Well, hopefully I die from the bear attack and I don't have to live
all
afterward
right.
And crawl inside a horse, Hoth style. Hello. When Luke Skywalker crawled into the tauntaun.
I understand what you're referencing. Speaking of, the most anticipated movies of 2016 included Batman versus Superman, Captain America Civil War, and Rogue One.
Mm.
That was so good.
I did like Rogue One.
Rogue One was good.
Yeah. That's where Andor comes from. That's that show Andor. Did you watch the Andor?
No.
That's good.
Oh, so
it's
good.
So good. Like, Star Wars aside, if you're not a Star Wars fan, it's still an excellent show.
I liked the first season. I fell off in the second season.
The Force Awakens breaks U.S. box office records, officially becoming the highest grossing film ever in the United States in January 2016, passing Avatar.
Wow.
It was a nostalgic mega hit that brought back Han, Leia, and Chewie while launching a new trilogy.
I wonder if they mean that it beat it at the opening weekend box office.
I don't know.
I think Avatar is still the number one movie. I was just, because, you know, the new Avatar's out. There was just some stat about it. Keep going. I'll see if I can find
But this is the sentence. Star Wars, The Force Awakens officially became the highest grossing film ever in the United States in January 2016, passing Avatar.
The four biggest movies of all time at the global box office. So this is, maybe it was in North America.
Maybe.
Avatar, number one. Marvel's Avengers Endgame, Avatar The Way of Water, and Titanic. Three James Cameron movies in the top four grossing movies of all time. And this latest one, I want to say it hit the billion-dollar mark.
It did.
Record time.
Did you guys go see it?
No, I didn't go see it.
You're totally right. It's North America, Star Wars. The Star Wars movie is.
Oh, box office.
Okay, North America. All right. 10 years ago this week, Sly Stallone said, "I am done with Rambo." And then he returned for another Rambo movie. But no surprise there. He was a guy who went, I want to be considered a great actor and not just do these films where I'm a superhero, like, you know.
Or I'm a big muscly dude.
And it just turns out that's what people want him to do.
That's all they seem to want from me.
Yeah. Sorry, but, you know, how can you be bummed about having an incredible fortune built on Rocky and Rambo?
Hey, I don't have, I'm very grateful for everything
you should
I have.
Be.
Remember when he broke up with his wife and got her face covered by her tattooed face? Like he put a lion over it or something.
And then put his dog's face over it.
Yeah, that's it. A big ugly dog. And then they got back together.
I guess I went a little too soon on that one.
I understand that men can be super childish. I get it. But that was like peak all time childish baby maneuver.
Is that right around the time his daughters got a reality show?
I think so.
The Stallone, or it was called like the Family Stallone.
But for him to just go like, I mean, she's still the mother of your kids, dude. You could leave the tattoo. You don't have to put your dog's face.
Well, with the girls that much either.
He has three daughters.
He doesn't
beautiful.
Like his own daughters?
Yeah, he hates them.
The Family Stallone.
Everybody knows that.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Never accidents happen, Sarah.
Yeah, that
as
is
you
true.
Know.
Yeah.
And also sometimes you just sit down and you didn't know something was there.
Oh, is this a Fusilli Jerry situation?
We have a list of things that it's the government's official database of ER visits.
Oh, I love these. Even though it's really, really bad for some people.
Where some people sat on things and had to go to the doctor.
Whoops.
Sure. Sat on them.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Accidents happen. No one could believe it, but Fusilli Jerry is the proof.
Or just curious.
On the list is a shampoo bottle. The guy said, I slipped in the shower. That's how that happened. Mm-hmm. I slipped and fell.
No.
A turkey baster.
You'd have to be so dead on with your aim. There's just.
You couldn't be that dead on.
I believe him.
Yep.
It's possible.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what kind of. Is this a shampoo bottle that has shoulders on it?
I'm 100% sure even if there was $1 million riding on it, I couldn't land that shot if I was given 10 tries.
Yeah, but there's 8 billion people in the world. Like this, I believe that this happened one time.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Really? She's young and she's very gullible.
I also believe that people would lie about it, but I believe that it could happen.
From the government's official database of ER visits, these are things people fell or sat on and had to go to the ER over. A wine stopper, I don't even know what that is. Is that a cork?
It's very similar to...
It's actually very pluggish.
Yes, mm-hmm. Very similar to a plug.
Because it, you know, you put it in the top of the wine bottle, and so it's pointier at one end, and then it's got these sort of like rubbery fins on the side to keep all the wine inside. It doesn't seem like that would be difficult to extract, but I guess it is.
Well, anything to keep from having to go to the sex toy shop, I guess.
Sure. Let's just see what we have lying around the house.
We'll try that out.
It'll take 2 seconds, and then I'll be over
it. I'm bored.
So.
A highlighter, a baseball, a pair of pliers.
A baseball.
A pair of pliers. This person said, I was actually using... that to get
the wine stopper out.
A coat hanger, a penny.
A coat hanger, oh.
A sandal.
Like a narrow glass slipper? The heel of a slipper? Like
I don't know.
A sandal?
A sandal, a doorknob.
Oh, boy.
A light bulb, a vape pen.
Oh, that's so dangerous. Don't do that with a light bulb. Glass, you guys. Come on.
A rock. Oh. An egg. Mm. How did that...
Hard boiled.
One would hope.
I did not think... Okay.
That's the only way.
I didn't think it through. You're right.
A lot of pressure.
I went with
one
of our old bosses to the Eagle one time where they do... it's a big gay club. And it was for Easter. And
the Eagle here in town,
here in San Francisco. I don't know if it's still open, but it was. And some dude told me that was what he was carrying around for his boyfriend, was an Easter egg.
Like one of those plastic ones you put money in?
No, like a real hard-boiled egg.
I think
it's a thing, maybe.
All right.
No. It doesn't seem like that would be hard to get out of there. I mean,
it doesn't seem like it would be hard.
Well, it feels like, I mean, I don't know how much I can say here. It's like of all these things, that one seems as it's very rounded and smooth. Just seems like that one you wouldn't need to go to the ER for.
And designed to come
right.
out
I mean,
of the body originally.
And a chicken has to get an egg out of its cloaca. And so.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. I actually had no idea.
Well, now you know.
800-400-3697. That's where you can text us. And we look forward to hearing from you throughout the show. And this is the part of the show.
Haven't heard from anybody
right,
yet today.
Where Maddie reads your texts.
408, why does the government have a database of what people have sat on?
Well.
I mean, someone's got to keep the records.
Yeah, I mean, you want to.
Well, we've never seen this. Actually, we have.
You need to put out a yearly report for radio shows purposes. Maybe that's
obviously.
It.
Obviously. And thank goodness for that. What would we do without it? Thank you, government.
From the 510, radiation tech at my hospital last year found a giant Smucker's jar.
Oh my God, a giant Smucker's jar. Yeah. Wow.
And did that just one shot in a billion, right? Right, Bob? It could happen.
This person didn't say it was an accident.
Oh, okay.
Nurse here from the 408. The amount of people that say they slipped and fell on these items when they come into the hospital is ridiculous. Nobody slipped in the shower and fell on a shampoo bottle.
Right.
Yep.
Somebody at some point, I bet, has. I would bet.
Just the force of your body would just knock it over. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
once again, I'm telling you, if you gave me, here's $1 million, take as many shots as you want, I would end up hurt. And not having made the
with
basket,
bruises all over your
so
butt,
so to speak. Yeah. You can't do
it. It's a funny picture, though.
Yeah, it's a great visual.
Mm. Watching you.
Well.
You know he jumped first,
I know.
Too.
He's so... He's so dramatic.
Yes.
But he won't dance in his dance class.
I'm not dancing. Go on.
Well, you attended a dance class.
I was
a weird thing to do. Not dance at your dance
class. It was
class.
Yoga.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Lyndon Campbell was saying, hey, happy new year to my Alice family. I'm up early and looking forward to hearing all you've been up to. You're the best thing about the holidays ending.
Oh.
You know what? One of the things I did, I pulled two teeth over vacation. One out of each kid. Oh. That was fun.
The older one's still losing teeth.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh.
She doesn't want. It's a whole thing.
Do you use pliers or you tie a string and put it on a doorknob?
No, I walked up and went, ugh. Daughter goes, the youngest one goes, will you try to distract me while you, and I went,
and she just goes, pulled it right out.
Oh, okay.
Great, that's all set.
What's next on the agenda?
Go on.
707, hi, worked in pathology for 20 years. Everything that comes out of the body comes to us. Bob thinking it's happened only once is adorable.
It is adorable. In San Francisco. It is actually really cute.
And then there's some more that are just a little too graphic for
us. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's, we don't want no trouble.
No, those are the ones I want.
I know. Yeah,
sure.
I mean, I'll read them to you on the break.
Great. We're going to take a quick break. What does Kim Kardashian get her kids for Christmas?
Mm.
I don't know if you'd be jealous or not, but it's definitely more than we got.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.